The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Last night here at the MCG, as we've been talking about, the Cats getting it done by 7 points. And one of those who played a key role in that was midfielder Sam Menegola, who's been good enough to join us on K-Rock Football. Sam, thanks for your time. First question I want to ask you is, how do you switch off like a game like that? How long does it take you to wind down and be able to put the head on the pillow and drift off into the land of Nod?
Generally, a good movie and... A movie and a couple of episodes of The Simpsons. So just find something that you can sink your teeth into and wind down a bit. So, yeah, it depends, but generally 2 or 3 o'clock seems to be my sort of bedtime after those sort of games.
Yeah. So do you get home and is it onto the couch or into bed and turn the TV on, or do you just kick back, put the feet up and just hope to sort of, you know, find the eyes just drooping a little bit?
I suppose my strategy is just perch up on the couch, get comfortable, and eventually the eyelids do start to get heavy, and then that's when you know you have a good chance just to head to bed and nod off.
A really contested game of footy last night. Is it a few ice packs all around as well?
Yeah, well, and round one obviously as well. Like, it's no matter how much you've done in pre-season and through JLT, it's still a bit of a shock to the system, so... Yeah, we'll all recover up well today and sort of start to get moving a bit tomorrow and then start to look at Melbourne.
Sam, it's Ben Castagnoli. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. It seemed that you obviously had some plans both at the football club in terms of the players you'd like to get in and then altering potentially your game style and how you went about it. And it seemed like last night the fanaticism of your tackle pressure across the board, everybody. Maybe it's been an area that's sort of, you know, come and gone in previous years at the club, but last night it must be great to sort of put those plans in place, come out here against a quality opposition and see them rewarded with a victory.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we all sort of understand our system and it hasn't changed drastically from years gone by, but I just thought last night we executed it really well. So a little bit of that, as you alluded to, is some personnel in there that have helped us, but also just the work we've done over pre-season. I think it's set us up well for hopefully a good year.
A throwaway line, obviously, up here in the broadcast box sometimes is that it's infectious. You see guys tackle and chasing. Is that... Do you see, I mentioned a couple of times that last night your leading tacklers were Brandon Parfitt, Luke Dalhouse and Tom Atkins. Is that infectious within the group when you see guys like that? And even Gary Ablett, his will and want to chase and tackle, does that just flow within the group actually out there on the field?
Definitely those sort of efforts can lift the team, but I think as well it's just having a bit more or a few more of those guys in our front half just probably gives a bit more time for everyone else to get to a position where they can do it too. It's just at times last year we were probably defensively we were just a bit at sea at times, and that makes it, you know, pretty hard to lay those tackles and put those chases on. So I think attitude wise we've always wanted to be that sort of team. It's just structurally we've just changed some things over off season, and like I said, a lot of that sort of personnel that's just let us do that a little bit better. So it's one game. We've got, hopefully 23 or 24 to go to do that in. But, yeah, it was a good time last night.
Yeah, that's the key, I suppose. No Scotty Selwood, unfortunately, injured. Did that sort of alter your role over the last few weeks? Have you had to change anything in terms of what you do, given that, you know, potentially a defensive-type midfielder, or have you just sort of had licence to continue on what you've been doing the last couple of years?
No, probably just... one of a lot of guys that will help out in our midfield. So we're just trying to get a nice even spread, a heap of guys that can help each other through that midfield. So just got to play my part in that. It'll be a little bit of probably seeing what's happening throughout the year and who's in and who's out and that sort of thing. But, I think a lot of us will be in the same boat and just hopefully being really important cogs in a successful midfield machine.
Footy Spotlight for Rex Gorrell and HMC Flooring. Speaking with Cats midfielder Sam Menegola. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Well done last night, Sam, on the win. Fantastic team effort. Saw the coach was fairly animated out on the field, and then took you straight into the rooms after the game. I think even the captain looked like he had a quick word to you on the ground as well. And you spoke about only one game. Was that the message coming from the coach, that it's only one game and there's a lot of work still to be done?
Yeah, it was one of the few. I mean, just in a nutshell, we played the right way last night, and that's great. We're really, I guess, excited about that, and it's promising. But, yeah, like you said, that's one game. So there's a lot of very, very good teams we have to apply that to over, you know, the course of the season, and starts with Melbourne next week. So, yeah, we're just going to keep on the grind and try and, first of all, get a good start to the season, but just cement that style of footy for the whole year.
Did you meet again this morning? Is there a recovery session and a review of the game, or do you do that later on, or like tomorrow or Monday?
Yeah, that's a bit later on, so we'll do that tomorrow. So, day after the game. A lot of guys have got different ways that they like to recover, so
sure.
I love the fact that we get some time to do it our way, so... most of the guys at some point today will, you know, probably get in the water or have a stretch or do whatever it is that works for them. And then tomorrow we'll get in and review and start moving again as well.
So personally, do you sit down and watch Melbourne play today?
Possibly. We'll get obviously the information that we need through the week. So not do or die in terms of watching it today, but generally, as it works out, by the time that game's on, is about the time you're hitting the wall, because you've only had a few hours sleep the night before. So I'll often just sit down and, if there is the side that we're playing on next week, it's always good to just have a little bit of a watch. So, if it works out, I'll be more than happy to sit down and watch them. They're a really good side.
Sam, are you a goal setter? Did you sort of start the pre-season with, obviously every player wants to develop, you know, all aspects of the game, but was there sort of an area where you sort of really honed in on over the summer to get better in 2019?
I mean, just like a lot of our guys, we feel like some of the fundamentals have let us down in big games. So just working on that and trying to cement those fundamentals so they stand up under pressure was sort of the main focus. And then a fair chunk of the pre-season for me this year was different in that I was just focusing on getting my body right. So when I did get back, it was just about, working on making sure those sort of, they're really small parts of footy, but they're really important, just getting those things right.
When we saw four debutants, you know, a lot of us sort of thought, a lot of Cat fans sort of, geez, it's going to make it tough to win. You know, the record of teams winning with four debutants, you know, isn't great over the course of history. As a player and a mature age player, how did you sort of see it when the team came out? Obviously, you would have known well before the teams were actually announced, but in your own mind, what was your thought, and did it sort of change the dynamic within the group, suddenly having these four debutants in the side?
Not really, because they'd all had such strong pre-seasons. I mean, like, I don't think any one of us would have been surprised at any of those guys being named, just because of the pre-season they've had. And that gives you confidence as well. So none of us would have been worried about those guys not doing their bit for the team, and they certainly held up their end of the bargain. But, yeah, you sort of, I think if you're surprised by someone who's debuting, you maybe think, oh, how's it going to go? But because all of those guys that had such good pre-seasons, and to be fair to, guys like Charlie and Brian, they've had good sort of, even further than that, you know, like, they've had good stints in the VFL over the last year or two. So, the fact that they had such a good lead-in, that wasn't a surprise, which means that you've got a lot of confidence in those guys coming in. So it was more just excitement for those guys to get their chance.
Sam, can you identify with Tom Atkins' story a bit? I know, obviously, you spent your time on your Fremantle and Hawthorn rookie list, but you had to go back to a state league to prove yourself again and get another opportunity. Do you look at Tom Atkins and go, I know what you've gone through and where you've come from?
Yeah, it's they're great little stories, those things, and we all love the way he plays and the way he goes about it, but it is hard when you're sort of sitting back and on the weekend watching guys playing the AFL, and you're sort of thinking like, I really feel like I'm better than that, or I'm at least good enough to be out there. And when that just getting a chance is out of your control, it's really hard. So the resilience and there's a bit of courage to put yourself on the line after that long as well to see if you're actually as good as you think and to measure up against guys who've been doing it for a long time. So, a massive amount of respect for him and I think it's great. We've got a few of those stories on our list.
Sam, you're a voracious rider. You love getting on the bike. Talk to us about how many k's you would have conservatively done over the summer months on the bike around the roads of Geelong and down the coast.
Generally, by the time we get back to Geelong, I'm back into the thick of training. So got a few good rides in over the pre-season, but it's more when I get back home to Perth and during our off-season training program or your Christmas program where, not that they're easy, but there's just a few more gaps there to get some decent K's in. So not sure on the exact number, but enjoyed myself over the Christmas and off-season periods for sure. Yeah.
Is it a great mental release being on the bike? For those of us who aren't bike riders, you love it, but talk to us about, I suppose, when you're out there and you're just ticking the legs over.
Yeah, I liken it to, a lot of guys like playing golf or surfing. And it's sort of like in some ways, the physical motion just occupies your mind. And so it's a little bit of an almost form of meditation in that way. And you're just out, especially if you're down sort of lawn way, you're out along the coast and a massive mental refresher. And that's important as the year goes on. And there's a few guys getting into it now as well at the club. So it's a good sort of tool to socialise and just spend some time with those guys in a really relaxed setting away from the club as well. But everyone needs their outlet and everyone needs balance, especially in what is a pretty high-pressure job. So it's a really important part of my week.
Sam, just last one before we let you go. What movie did you watch last night?
I watched Get Smart, the Steve Carell remake. So
was Larrabee in the
very light content. What's that?
Was Larrabee in the post box and Jaime doing his stuff as well?
Jaime came in really late. I think they touched on a few of the older... I haven't actually seen the original, so maybe after our next night game, that might be what I go to. But, yeah, it has to be pretty easy to consume after a game like that. You're generally pretty cooked.
I'll let you in a little secret. If you do watch the original, you need to get the series because I reckon you'll get to sleep about 6 o'clock. There's some absolute quality old-style comedy in there from... what was his name? Don someone.
That much.
Yes, yeah. It's great stuff. Anyway, congratulations on last night. It was a great performance by the Cats. Somewhat of an upset over a quality side, and hopefully it's onwards and upwards for season 2019.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Sam Inegola joining us there, Star Cat, and we look forward to seeing him in action next Saturday
night.
How
on earth did Ben Castagnoli bring in Larrabee?
Unbelievable.
Goodness gracious.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.